Welcome, everybody, to another Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassy, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy, because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. All right, well, this week I talked with right-handed pitcher Mike Fultonevich out of Minooka High School near Chicago. Mike is rising up draft boards this spring as his fastball has increased into the mid-90 range. So let's listen to the interview. Thanks for taking the time, Mike. What? First off, tell everybody the proper way to pronounce your last name.
Fultonevich.
Fultonevich, okay. Well, I've been butchering that a little bit, but hope you'll forgive me.
No problem. A lot of people get that. And I've heard a lot of funny ones over the years, so no problem.
What's the worst one you've heard?
Oh, geez, you know, a lot of people, you know, they start with, you know, Fulton, and then they just stop, you know, Fultonevich, you know. Fulton, you know, they're saying it's funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when you're playing games, you know, pitcher up on the mound and they just butcher the name. It's real funny. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That's why everybody calls you Fulty, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep. How's the season going for you so far?
It's good. We're about 19-6 right now. You know, we've had some, you know, ups and downs, kind of losing some, you know, conference games, you know, the last game in the series. But other than that, you know, we're looking real good. And, you know, we just got to come around and hit. You know, our defense is pretty outstanding. You know, our pitching staff is probably one of the best in the state. So we got some pretty good chances coming down the road here.
Good. Take a minute. I always like to give guys a chance to take a minute and tell us about some of your teammates. You have teammates that are, you know, going to D1 schools, or anybody that deserves recognition?
Not that many. We got a lefty pitcher. He's only a sophomore right now. He's 7-0, and you know, he throws about, you know, 82-83.
Yeah.
You know, coming from the left side, you know, he's got some amazing movement with that two seam of his.
Yeah.
You know, he's been doing real well for us. You know, next couple years, you know, they say if he bounces up a couple miles per hour next year, and then the year after that, he should be the next D1 kid that comes out of Minooka. But other than that, we have our catcher, Nico Cavadici, that's just going to Augustana College in Illinois here. And we have our center fielder, Adam Ledesky. He's going to Trinity Community College, I believe it is. But other than that, that's all we got.
Okay. What's the left-hander's name?
Josh Jimenez.
Okay. Good deal.
He's pretty good. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, take us back to the beginning. When did you first start playing baseball, and what was it about baseball that really had you hooked?
Baseball. My parents had, you know, right when I was born, you know, they put, you know, baseballs all around me, bats all around me, you know. So I started playing when I was about, you know, 3 years old, you know, trying to get up a tee ball and everything. You know, that's the thing about baseball. It's just, you know, one of the hardest games out there. You know, you got to take your dedication. You got to put that into it. You know, basically you got to put your life into baseball.
Yeah.
So that's just really excites me.
Yeah.
You know, everything about it, you know, you just got to be really into the game all the time. You got to know what to do, you know, guy on first, two outs, you know, what are you going to do and all that stuff. So it's really a game. You got to be mentally prepared and know what you got to do, you know, every single pitch you're out there. So that's just really makes me excited about it.
Yeah.
Put a lot of pressure, so it's a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you grow up in Minooka your whole life?
No, I was born in Sterling, Illinois.
Okay.
I lived there for about 4 years, then I moved to Harvard, Illinois, right about 5 miles off the border of Wisconsin there, so I played there. I moved to Minooka when I was about 10 years old, so
okay.
I just got playing in Minooka all my life, basically, so.
Yeah. Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
If I had to choose, it would probably be the White Sox, but I'm not really both any of their fans. You know, my parents grew up being Cardinal fans.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I kind of just, you know, took their lead for a while, so.
Sure.
That's what I am as a Cardinal fan, so.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite pitchers you like to watch or model your game after?
I like Jason Verlander, you know, a lot. He's one of those guys, you know, just comes at it every day, you know, throwing 98 the whole game, amazing off speed and everything. So I just love watching him pitch.
Oh yeah, he's fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And that kid from Colorado, at Jimenez too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw the no-hitter. He keeps excites me a lot, you know. He's bringing it, you know, 98 the whole game with some off speed.
Yeah.
Just amazing to watch, so.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your summer. You played on a couple showcases. What was that like? Tell us, you know, where you went, where you played, and what that experience was like for you.
For the summer, I played with Illinois Sparks. We had a showcase up in that Metrodome.
Yeah.
I went up there, you know, threw for that showcase there. I threw pretty decent. I think I topped out at 92 there. So, and then we went down to Atlanta, Georgia. Showcase there, the perfect game showcase, and that's where Texas noticed me there. They were, you know, I pitched one game, I pitched six no hit innings, and now Texas, you know, he fell in love with me. So that's where I got the Texas notice, and then the last showcase we went was Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
You know, where a lot of the pro scouts were there, and
oh yeah, it's a circus pretty, down there.
Oh yeah, that was pretty amazing down there. You know, all those scouts there getting to play on the. At spring training field and everything.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of scouts got to notice me too was that there.
Sure. And this spring your stuff is up a notch from where it was this summer, right?
Oh yeah, this winter and I went pretty hard at it. You know, my pitching coach Bill Cott, you know, said this winter is where, you know, everything's gonna happen. So, you know, I worked out, you know, every day, you know, getting the weights, going up to the dome. And Lockport, you know, getting some long toss and bullpens there and everything, you know, just running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting stronger for the spring, and the results were very good for me. So, you know, throwing 90 to 91, you know, in last summer in the fall, that's bringing it up to, you know, 96 and, you know, sitting 90 to 93 the whole game. So that worked out great for me. I'm very dedicated to that, so that really helps me out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. I mean, you know, we talked to a lot of scouts and a lot of coaches and stuff like that. And, you know, not everybody has the work ethic like that. And some guys don't realize that if you want to play baseball at the next level, whether that's college or whether that's in the pro game, you know, this spring is, it's like a 5-month job interview for you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Now that's basically what you got to do if you want to keep progressing at the next level. It's just, you know, going out there, you know, working hard at it every day, you know, because if you want to get to that level, next level, that's all you're going to be doing. You know, eat, sleep, breathe the baseball. So, you know, that's what I live for, and that's what I'm dedicated to, baseball. So that's what I'm going to try to do my whole life.
Good, good. Well, tell us, you know, for somebody, you know, maybe a listener that hasn't seen you pitch yet, walk us through your pitches. Tell us, you know, how you like to use your pitches, what pitches you throw, that sort of thing. Tell us about your repertoire.
Well, I have a 4-seam fastball. Fastball, changeup. I developed over the winter too,
mm-hmm.
And I got a curveball and a slider. Now one, the curveball is more 12-6, and the slider is more of just a hard bite to the left. And you know, I love to throw the slider. You know, 0-2, 1-2 away from the batters because my slider kind of looks just like my fastball coming in. So, and I like to use the curveball. You know, 1-2. You know, same 0-2, you know, I throw it at the batter over the plate and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I like to run my fastball. You know, I can work my fastball on all corners of the plates. And usually I just keep my changeup low and away or low and inside on batter, so I swing right over the top of it. But I can use all my off speed too, behind counts and everything. This is last game.
Yeah.
So I had about 3 strikeouts. 3-2, I threw my slider on 3-2 and struck him out, so I can use those off speeds anytime I want to.
Good for you. Sounds like it sounds like you worked really hard in the off season. You take that approach with you on the mound. You like to be real aggressive out there and go right after guys.
Oh, absolutely. That's what you gotta do. You gotta go right after every batter. You know, can't take any batter lightly, even if it's 8-9 hitter. You know, gotta go right after them. You know, just play. Play like it's your last, you know, you just gotta go out there and just do what you gotta do. So that's what I try to do every game.
Yeah. But you've been up like 95, 96 miles an hour this spring, is that right?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people saying I hit 97 one games about 6 times, but usually probably first 3 innings I'm up 95, 96 area. So
Yeah. What do you think, you know, you said you talked about working out a lot. What do you think specifically led to that? Was it, were you doing a lot of squats? Were you doing a lot of medicine ball stuff? What was it exactly, do you think?
I did a lot of, you know, a lot of leg work here and there. And then I ran a lot, you know, getting all that stuff out of the arm. I did probably abs, you know, every day, you know, light abs one day and then just hit it hard the other day.
Yeah.
I used, you know, those drilled workouts. I did that every day, you know, after a long toss and everything. And I basically, you know, worked on the back and the shoulders a little bit, you know, just get a little muscle on top of there. So.
Yeah. You said long toss. You long toss every day, or?
Probably not the day after I pitch.
Yeah.
I pitch on Tuesday. I probably, you know, just maybe play a little catch, you know, 60 feet away. And then the next day I probably go out maybe 120 feet. And then after that I probably just, you know, let her fly every day until I start pitching. So.
Yeah. How far?
Well, really, I just have long toss days. I just try to go, you know, as far as I can from, you know, sideline to the fence, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. Have you been doing that a long time?
Oh yeah, ever since, you know, I was little. You know, my dad always told me that's what strengthens the arm. So it does strengthen the arm too pretty well. So I do that, you know, whenever I get the chance to.
Sure. Okay. Tell us about committing to Texas. I mean, what other schools showed interest in you, and did you visit Texas? And what was it about Texas specifically that really made you want to commit there?
Well, Texas, you know, I've been a Texas fan, you know, ever since I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. I went out and saw them in a College World Series when they won it in 05. You know, we had a tournament out there, so we just, you know, College World Series went in the same place. So
yeah.
We just, you know, I was a big fan, and we ended up out there watching play. And my pitching coach, Bill Kopp, he's like, he called the Texas coach. He's like, we got a kid out here, you know, he's good. He's good enough to play there. And he has a lot of interest, and so if you want to come out and, you know, watch him, he can do that. And so he came out in that Georgia showcase. He liked me. You know, he gave me a call and said, come down. So about a week after he gave us a call, we went down to Texas. We drove all the way down there. You know, showed us the campus and everything. It was just, you know, one of the greatest campuses I've ever been to.
Yeah.
So, and all the other schools that, you know, liked me were Arkansas, Louisville, Tennessee, South Carolina, and all them. So,
yeah.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
A lot of schools that interested me, so.
Sure.
But I just knew in the back of my mind, if, you know, if I got that call from Texas, that's where I'm going to be, so. And
yeah.
Then I got it.
Yeah. Let's see. Tell me, what is it like being a pitcher from a cold weather state? I mean, you went to all these showcases and these nice places this summer and played with a lot of kids who have the advantage of, you know, playing outside year round, basically. What's it like for you growing up near Chicago and being a pitcher?
It's all right. You know, it's not bad. It's just, it kind of sucks, you know, that you can't, you know, go out, you know, every day, you know, like all the Florida and Texas kids can, you know, and just, you know, throw it every day. But I like it. It's all right. It's not bad. But, you know, if I was in Florida, it would have been great. But I like it a lot. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, he's got to deal with it. There's nothing else he can do about it. So, you know, I was going to try to, you know, take the best out of it and work with it, so.
Yeah, yeah. When you were...
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
And a lot of it, too, you know, being from, you know, Illinois or something like that, I wouldn't have that, you know, that much miles on my arm, you know, pitching a lot like the Southern kids would. You know, they go out there pitching, you know, year-round, and I'm just, you know, pitching here summer and springtime, so I don't have that much miles under the arm, so.
That's a great point.
Exactly.
That is a great point. It's kind of a double-edged sword, I mean, because those kids get to work on their pitches and face batters year-round, but then again, you know, they're logging all those innings, and, you know, it's, you know, Northern pitchers like yourself, you're a perfect example of this. A lot of times you do see that uptick in the velocity because it's like, you know, it just comes on for them. That's kind of a trend, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You talked about going to the College World Series. What do you think about, you know, the situation at Rosenblatt Stadium? This is the last year there for the College World Series. What was your experience like watching games there, and are you going to be sad to see that stadium go?
It was, it was a pretty cool experience there, you know, just walking up all those fans there, just going up into the stadium. It was a pretty cool experience. You know, my team, you know, we had a left field, we got to sit down by the left field line, and then we kind of hopped up behind home plate. So it was a cool experience. You know, there's nothing like the atmosphere there they had. So it was just a great time.
Yep. This summer, either this summer or any time really, who's the toughest pitcher or the toughest hitter you've faced?
Well, in the summertime, you know, I don't really know any of those kids, you know, we faced, because, you know, they're from, you know, California or, you know, Missouri or somewhere
right.
like that. So I don't really, you know anybody that was, you know, difficult to pitch to or anything. So I don't, you know, I wasn't really afraid of anybody or anything. So.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, let me ask you a couple fun questions here. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, probably be The Hangover or Taken, one of those two. So.
Yeah. How about a favorite band or musical artist?
Oh, geez. I listen to a lot of alternative or kind of rock music, but I don't really have a favorite there. So.
What are some of your favorites? Then you have to pick one. What are some of the bands you listen to?
I listen to The Audition or, you know, All Time Low.
Yeah.
No, I like a lot of, you know, older people too, like Motley Crue and, you know, Alice Cooper.
All right.
You know, all those guys my parents were into, so they're
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice. How about what's your favorite non-sports website?
Non-sports website. I like to go, you know, look at cars all the time. So cars.com is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So,
what would be your What would be your dream car?
My dream car would probably be, you know, a 2006 Pontiac GTO. You know, I've always wanted one of those since I was 14 years old. So that would have to be pretty high up on the list there.
Yeah. What color?
I say black or orange.
All right.
So they don't make them anymore. So I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh yeah. Well, you can find one, and I respect the orange choice. My very first car was orange, but it was not a Pontiac GTO. It was an old Volvo station wagon, so that yours will be a lot cooler than that.
Oh, yeah. They're very nice cars, but, you know, they just don't make them anymore, so very sharp looking, so.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. Well, hey, finally, if you could invite four people to a dinner party, living or dead, who would you invite?
I'll probably say Albert Pujols. Let's see, probably Megan Fox, you know, just to see what she's like. Let's see here. I might have Tiger Woods over. You never know.
Yeah.
And
you might have to keep him away from Megan Fox, though.
Exactly. I might have to keep him away from, you know, my friends there, so I don't want to take any chances there. And probably the last one is I'll have Strasburg. Strasburg in, see how
yeah,
what he's
all right.
doing. So.
Nice. All right.
Get a little tips from him or something.
Yeah. He'd be a good one to get tips from, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks a lot for spending some time with us here on the Baseball America High School podcast. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir. Unless you got anything else.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, you know, wish you luck the rest of the season, and good luck with the draft and everything. Do you have any plans for draft day? You going to have a party or have some friends over or anything?
We don't know yet because we got our super sectional game is draft day. So
oh, okay.
We make it that far. That's gonna be our super sectional. But if not, you know, everyone's telling me I should, you know, take it easy. Maybe go golfing that day or something. But
yeah.
Who knows? Once we get closer, I'll find out what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate it, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another Baseball America High School podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest demo house today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse.